Fountain Lake is coming out of its treacherous run to start the season against some of the best teams in the 4A7. After picking up a historic win at Nashville, but falling to Robinson and Arkadelphia, the Cobras have a big opportunity to pick up yet another conference win when Fountain Lake hosts Bauxite Friday night. I'm sports reporter Christian Collins, and I spoke to Fountain Lake head coach Kenny Shelton about his team's upcoming game against Bauxite. You'll also hear the voice of sports editor James Lee on this episode, who spoke to Jesseville head coach TJ Burke as the Lions look to pick up a third straight conference win. James also talked with Mountain Pine head coach Sam Counts about his team's upcoming game at Strong. This is Garland County Locker Room, brought to you by the Sentinel Records Sports Department. I want to welcome Fountain Lake head coach Kenny Shelton to the podcast. Coach, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing good. Thanks for being here. Let's just start by looking at your opponent, Bauxite. You know, what challenges will they present to your team Friday night?
Well, you know, defensively, they run a very unique defense. It's kind of hard to describe. There are times when they don't have anybody within 5 yards of the football. There are times they only have one guy that is near the football. They're moving around, trying to make it very confusing for offenses to block. So not quite seen this before to this extent. So it's been trying to simulate that in practice this week. Very difficult.
Yeah, you know, how do you kind of get your offense ready for something like that? And kind of what's the plan to get your offense rolling, you know, after a tough week against Arkadelphia?
Well, you know, just kind of going back to square one and trying to emphasize our, you know, the rules, our blocking rules up front. It's not such a big deal for my running backs. It's all my guys up front on knowing who to block. And so that's been a lot of just as much talking as it has been actually practicing on who to block and walking through.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of your running backs, how has your offense been adapting to life without Caleb Lacy?
Well, you know, you can't replace Caleb with one guy. We've been having, you know, Stephen Yarman, his carries have gone up. And we had Abram Davis. We moved him to fullback this last week, and he had a really good game for us. You know, just trying to move the ball around a little bit, trying not to be a one-back team.
Ian, you know, looking at Bauxite's offense, what kind of offense do they run, and really what's the plan to stop them on defense?
You know, they run the spread. And, you know, right now we want them to run the football. So we're going to kind of put some extra defensive backs in the game, try to slow their quarterback down as far as throwing the football, and hopefully encourage them to run the ball. We feel like we're better than them up front and that we can stop the run with a couple of less guys up front.
You know, throughout this season, even before the season, you've emphasized the importance of the health of your team to me with just already, you know, low numbers on your roster. Just how's your team's health looking heading into Friday night?
Well, you know, I'm looking at dressing out 20 guys. I think that's going to be the most we'll have until probably week 10, when I think I get one more young man back. So at this point in the year, you know, this, hopefully we can. We're at the point where I'm hoping to finish each game with as many as I start each game.
Yeah, you know, how are your guys doing on conditioning and stuff? Because it's already been, you know, such a heavy season, and we're just over, you know, the halfway point.
Well, you know, we're still conditioning a little bit in practice. I'm having to dial it back a little bit just because you know, Friday nights take so much out of them and. You know, we spend the weekend and Mondays just doing a lot of recovery, you know, a lot of mental reps, watching a lot of film, and Tuesday and Wednesday are heavy days of practice. And, you know, they're, for lack of a better term, you know, they definitely are playing themselves into pretty decent shape.
You know, last season your team lost a close one to Bauxite, 23-21 on the road. Just what does your team kind of need to do to get over that hump this year?
You know, last year was a heartbreaker. You know, we lost they kicked a field goal with about a minute or so, minute and a half left in the game. And, you know, that was definitely a tough loss for us. You know, we like the spot we're in right now. We kind of, from here on out, kind of control our own destiny. You know, if we're able to win out, you know, we'll finish third in the conference and be able to host our first home playoff game in quite a few years. I think 2015 was the last time we hosted one. But again, we can never look past our week's opponent. And, you know, I told them that, you know, we're all in for Bauxite this week. And, you know, it's a must win for us as far as playoff seeding is concerned. And it's a must win for them as well, you know, for their interest in trying to make the playoffs. So hopefully it'll be a good night and hopefully no injuries on both sides of the ball and we can come out victorious.
Yeah, and you kind of just touched on this, but, you know, you're out of that murder's row opening to the conference schedule with those three, you know, super tough teams. How important is starting this last stretch of conference games off with a win to, you know, make that push towards the playoffs like you talked about?
Well, you know, it's crucial to gain that confidence, you know, back. You know, we lost a little bit of that confidence this last week, but you know, we need to get that ball rolling in the right direction, and just the speed of the game is going to be so much slower than it has been the last 3 weeks. And, you know, I honestly feel like we'll have the best athlete on the field for the next few games with Stephen DeArmond. And, you know, I truly think he's a threat to score every time he touches the football. And hopefully he'll have a great night for us Friday night, and we can get back in that win column.
Yeah, and just the last thing I want to touch on, I know Friday night's your homecoming game. You know, just what does that add to the occasion of the game and the atmosphere?
Well, the atmosphere, you know, we get a really good crowd, get a lot of, you know, former players coming back and coming to watch us. And you know, the community comes out and pretty good amount. We're hoping the rain will stay away and not detour people from coming. And the guys just really, you know, they love to play in front of a large crowd just like anybody does. Looking forward to having a really good student section and a loud crowd and hopefully giving them something to cheer about.
Yep. All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about the game on Friday, Coach?
No, looking forward to it. You know, I appreciate all the support from the community and go Cobras.
All right. Awesome. Well, thanks for stopping by the podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, TJ, how's it going?
Hey, good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. So, what do you think about Centerpoint?
I think they're going to be our toughest test yet. They look really, really good on film.
Yeah. I know that they gave Prescott a bit of a run for their money, you know, at least early on last week.
Yeah. They, you know, they were moving the ball really well, and then their quarterback actually got hurt in the third quarter, so that hurt them a little bit, and they had some bad breaks on some turnovers. Just the ball didn't bounce their way, but I think they are the best team that we've seen on film so far.
Yeah. What do you think is going to be the toughest thing for y'all going into this one?
The toughest thing is going to be trying to stop them. They're really balanced offensively, so we've got to stop the run and the pass. They got three receivers that can really run and go get it, and then the running back and the quarterback can run. So we've got to stay disciplined on defense and make sure that we tackle when we get to the ball carrier.
Yeah. What is their line like? I know typically they tend to have a little bit of size up front.
They're big up front and they're very physical. So they're going to fire off the ball and try to move people. And, they're good in the back end too. So when their backs and quarterbacks find a hole, they're going to hit it hard. And, it's going to be a challenge to stop them for sure.
Yeah. What are they like defense? Defensively, what are they running this year?
They run a 3-4 and they're aggressive with it. They like to blitz. And they're really good at what they do. Their front line plays technique very well. and they've got a couple kids up there that can really make some plays. And then in the secondary, they're good in pass coverage, and they create turnovers by flying to the football and getting it out of ball carriers' hands and then getting interceptions as well.
Yeah. I know, you know, Coach Rogers pretty well, and I know that his guys are always very fundamentally sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you looking to do to try to, you know, turn things in your favor?
We're going to have to take care of the football, and we can't have turnovers. And we've got to try to put some drives together. You know, keep the ball away from them a little bit. And, you know, if you turn the football over, then that puts you in a bad spot. So the big thing is we're going to have to create turnovers defensively and not turn the football over when we're on offense.
Yeah. Let's look back at last week. You know, y'all had a pretty good thing going on. Obviously, Carson and Matthew both, you know, are doing really well for y'all this year.
Yeah. Well, last week, you know, again, it was just kind of a, we're going to take what the defense gives us, and their linebackers were really keying on Matt, and they tried to take him out of the game as far as our game run game goes, and so we were able to run the ball with Carson a little bit more and then take advantage on some of those aggressive linebackers and throw it behind them a little bit. So, you know, we're – our game plan is based around those two guys, obviously, but if the defense gives us something else, then we'll take something else.
Yeah. How are y'all doing health-wise?
We're actually pretty healthy right now. We didn't lose anybody last Friday night, so we're going in full speed.
Okay. I know that, you know, at this point, everybody's a little bumped and bruised. Just, you know, the nature of the beast, so.
Right. Well, there's a difference in being hurt and being injured. Everybody's hurt a little bit with bruises and sore, you know, but that's part of playing football, and that's what makes it one of the greatest sports on earth. It makes you tough as a man, too. So, you know, everybody's dealing with that, and it's just something that you've got to overcome and play through.
Yeah. Is there anybody on Centerpoint's side that y'all are really looking to have to key in on, or is it pretty much a holistic thing?
That's something that's unique about Centerpoint is they don't have one guy that you can say, well, we're going to take him away, because they've got four or five others that can really hurt you if you key in on one guy. So, you know, it's just from a defensive standpoint, you've got to be disciplined and, you know, take care of everything on every play, or if you let one guy loose, they're going to burn you. So it's not something where you can just key in on one guy and say, if we take him away, we take away everything, because they've got other guys, too, that are really good weapons.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
What's up?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Good.
So.
We're getting ready for a big week this week.
That's what I was about to ask about.
Because it's Harmony and Hutter next, I figure this will be for the conference championship this week.
Yeah. So,
and they're good. They've played well. They got some athletes. They'll remind you a little bit of Marvel, but they're better. They run around back there and throw it. They got a big number one that can come down with it. So we got to do some things a little different on defense this week. First of all, we got to tackle, and we're going to try to move around a little bit and kind of get them guessing and open up some gaps so that we can kind of make the quarterback be a little uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned tackling. I know that was a bit of an issue last week.
And it was funny. The kids saw it in the paper, and Monday, Andrew Gooden, Coach, we don't work on tackling like you said in the paper. I said, we sure are. Whenever we play the same kids on both sides of the ball, I think sometimes our focus drops a little bit, or effort, one or the other. But we worked hard on tackling this week, Monday and Tuesday. We We put in four different drills that we did as far as angle tackling and one-on-one tackling and just trying to get our kids to understand, you know, the physicality of a game. You know, sometimes, you know, if we get away from it, they forget to, you know, be physical on the defensive side of the ball. And this week we tried to remind them of how to be physical on defense.
Let's talk about last week with Spring Hill. You know, it turned into a bit of a track meet with all the scoring that both teams did. I think both teams kind of struggled a bit on defense.
I felt like that Spring Hill had better, their more athletic kids or better skilled kids on offense to score against us. And I felt like they've had a different eight going on defense. And that's maybe why we were as successful as we were on moving the ball, but they were good on offense. We, you know, for us, we have about six to seven whenever it goes offense plays and what goes to defense, the same six or seven. We just add one or two guys and, you know, we play the same people. And that's what makes it tough for us on defense sometimes. But I think they purposely had their better players on offense to get the ball out to number four. And then they did a good job. They were tough to stop.
Obviously, you know, Strong's a tough team. You know, they've had some good success this year against some tough teams. So, I know you said a while ago about the fact that, you know, this could be for the conference championship.
Yep, sure can. It's, I'm not sure what their schedule has been, but I do know we've watched them against Brinkley and, Episcopal and, who else? We had three different films on them. Hermitage, I believe. That's not it. But anyway, we've watched them on film and they've handled each team. You know, Episcopal beat us pretty good and they beat Episcopal. But it was in the rain and mud, a pretty good rainstorm about a month ago. So, you know, it kind of was a mud pit. And that could be the case this weekend too. There's a chance of rain and we're kind of preparing for that too, to get down there and it'd be a soft field.
Yeah. So what do you expect to see out of them?
I expect them to try to get the ball to number one as far as throwing it to him. They're going to throw it a lot more, I mean, than we're probably used to seeing a team. That number one, I don't know how big he is. He looks like a basketball player out there because he's so tall and rangy and he goes up after the ball. They try to get it to him. They'll run the speed. They'll run the speed option where they take the kid across the grain there to hand it off to him to take advantage of their quickness. And, they want to get you on the corner. They want to get you out in open field so they can out athlete you. And that's one of the reasons too. We've worked so much on defense this week, our tackling and things, because it's going to be tackling in space a lot. And, that's one of the hardest things, you know, for the football player to do is get out there with an athlete and tackle in space.
Yeah. How are they looking up front? I mean, what kind of size do they have?
They got a big number 75 that we're probably going to try to stay away from. He's probably the best offensive lineman and defensive lineman. He plays real good. He's big, and then they've got a number 50. He's a good size kid. You know, they're kind of like us. They've got some size in places, but they don't. You know, they're not huge across the board or anything, but they've got some good players in the line. Like I said, that number 75, we're going to try to run away from him.
Right. How about on the other side of the ball? What do they look like? You know, what are you concerned about?
The quarterback throws the ball real well if you give him time. You know, we're going to try to rush him a little bit, get him off rhythm. Like I said, they're going to try to get out on the edge on you and, they got that big number one they're going to throw it to. They come after you pretty good on the corners, on the edges.
Yeah. So what's your big concern going into this one for your guys?
For our guys is just maintaining, you know, our focus on offense or defense. You know, it's going to cool off some. It was warm last Friday night, and I think that hurt us a little bit. It's going to be like 75, 78, and I want us to be good on both sides of the ball. And, you know, my concern is just also is getting number one on the ground to make sure we don't let him hurt us.
Right. Okay. All right. How are y'all doing health-wise right now?
We're 100% health-wise.
Good. Other than your normal bumps and bruises this late in season?
When they lift weights in here, sometimes they don't wear a shirt. You know, there's several of them got bruises on their arms. And Ty Ventress the other day was lifting. I said, what happened to your arm? Is that from a hit or a pinch or what? He said, I think somebody stepped on me. You know, but those kind of bruises we have. So other than that, we're in pretty good shape.
Thanks for tuning into our episode previewing a few exciting games this week. High school football season is coming down to its final stretch, and teams are really making that final playoff push. Our next episode will be released Sunday, October 17th, as James and I will run through a scoreboard show recapping the week's action. If you like our content, please consider subscribing to this podcast to have it delivered to your device as soon as it becomes available.